never filtered, always fun.
I'll say this, you guys, I'm not in the best of moods because of the recent issues I've run through. And if I walk in here with a cane, I will go Angelo Mosca on one of you two if you piss me off. I'll happily smack you right in the
temple. With a cane just going nuts.
This is Overdrive with Hayes, Noodles, and the O-Dog on TSN 1050.
Hour 2 Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 and on the TSN Go app. Leafs in action tomorrow night in Winnipeg. You can hear it right here on TSN 1050. Puck drop at 7, pregame at 6:30. We're going to be down at the Mill Street Brewery doing the show tomorrow. So
maybe
wobbling around on my crutches. The O-Dog's not feeling well, so he may be out of commission.
Oh.
And we got Ray Ferraro in studio. This is a rarity that Ray is in studio.
Well, I knew you were banged up. I didn't know O was playing hurt today.
He's
this is one of those days. I'm under the weather. I got some kind of like bug or
stuffy.
Yep, brought it in.
I'm verbata today.
You're verbata. Went if out you get started
the,
his car.
If he gets the sniffles, he's out of here. You gonna make it to the preview show?
Well, I told these guys, like I said, no offense, but if I didn't have to tape the fantasy show, do the preview show.
He was out.
Not today.
I wouldn't have come in.
The day after I came in on crutches,
today, Butch.
My poor wife is driving me all over the city to get me here, to pick me up. I'm going to Uber all over the city.
Because she wants you out of the house.
That's partially the reason.
Don't you think?
I would probably...
Why is she driving you?
I can't drive. It's my right knee. I can't... My knee is locked. I can't drive.
I really feel for you.
No, you don't.
How does the guy's knee lock when he doesn't even do anything?
I stood up and I blew my knee out. I don't know. I can't get an explanation.
Go to a doctor.
He's gone to two.
I've been to two doctors. No one knows what's going on.
Or any of them orthopedic doctors?
No. I don't have that
He's
kind of access.
He's gone to an ear, nose, and throat guy. He can't figure it out.
I actually
cleaned the wax out of his ears, but he can't figure it out. The thing is now we've asked our listeners to tweet in what they think his diagnosis is. So we've got gout. What else do we have?
Everything. ACL, MCL,
like there's so
meniscus.
Many.
If your knee's locked, you got a meniscus problem.
That's what Ray,
my
you
understanding.
Had. Yeah. You have that?
Your meniscus is torn. It flipped over. It's locked. And if you wiggle it around enough, eventually it'll just flop back into place. It'll feel great till the next time it locks.
How often does yours lock now?
Oh, it doesn't anymore. They just cut it.
He had surgery.
Oh, so you don't have one anymore?
Not much of one, no.
How long did it take you to realize, I better just get rid of this?
Well, gradual surgeries, like four of them. I was still playing. I was trying to hang on there by a thread.
So you had surgery, though?
Yes.
See, I'm hoping to avoid that.
Nah, not likely.
I'm going to have surgery?
Yeah. If it's locked up, yeah, it's not going to just get better.
Well, I thought you said that it just flips.
Well, it does, but that's no cure.
Well, I'm hoping
there's two ways to fix it. They can go in there and they clip the meniscus out. 10 days. I played in 10 days. You'll be back in the chair in a month.
Well, I'm back here right after blowing up.
Anyway,
to begin with.
The other way they stitch it, and it's you got to be on crutches for like 6 weeks.
Oh God!
And I had one of those, yeah. And I was at Glenn Healy's house, and he wanted to have a late night beer again, and he said, and he's like, "Come on in." I'm like, "Oh, heels, I'm done." He grabbed my crutches and threw them in his pool.
That's a gutless move, but I like it.
Oh, and then he walked in the house. He's like, go get your crutches. So I had to go in his pool.
Diving, swimming around his pool, the bottom of it, grabbing your crutch.
And he knows you can't catch him.
No, no chance.
Did you get him back at some point?
Well, nobody had a beer.
The beer was cold when I got in. He topped it up.
That is, I don't want to hear any of these stories. I was telling people off the top, like, stop sending me notes on what you think it is. What happened? Because you're freaking me out.
The best part is, if it is meniscus surgery, they can do it while you're still awake. You can watch it.
Yeah, I'm not interested in that.
I wouldn't mind that.
That was
like, I'd watch.
See, what I find ridiculous, like, do you honestly have to wait like 6 weeks to see somebody about this?
Well, remember a few months ago, maybe it was last season, when you guys all got pissy when I said athletes are spoiled and you get preferential treatment, and all three of you snapped. This is a perfect example.
This is real life.
I am real life in society.
I would have had surgery 48 hours ago.
Of course you would have. Because you played in a league and you have your own surgeon and they get you right in for the MRI.
We'd see him in January.
That doesn't matter. I'd have it done ASAP.
Because you're all spoiled athletes. Me, I have to go through the general process here and it's going to take me forever.
I didn't even tell you my
go to Buffalo for $100. You get an MRI, bring it back to a doctor and say, what's up with this?
More from Dr. Nick, $100 cash.
Okay, $750. Yeah, so $750.
Yeah, US.
It's honestly, yeah, at this point, I would do it.
That's why people do it.
I know. But I'd rather stay away from that country right now. I'm not that interested.
Buffalo, it's darn near Canada anyway.
Yeah, about that. Anyway, well, it's good to have you in studio.
Good to have you. I hope you feel well.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You look like you're very concerned.
I'm really concerned.
He's trying not to laugh.
Well, I told you, Kara Wagland, I see Kara for the first time, breaks down laughing, staring and laughing at me, mocking me
but your
to
friends,
my face.
Like you're Kara and her husband and you and your wife, like you're friends.
We're
like
friendly, yes.
So you fell off the couch. How could anybody take you seriously?
I don't expect them to anyway.
Yeah,
it's fine. Good. It's all good.
So we've also created, we believe, a bit or something on this show. We're going to try and get it working. The toilet, what is it?
Toilet seat.
Toilet seat Tuesday because of your Eric Fair.
We're going to put a toilet seat on someone's head every Tuesday.
See, I've got...
But can somebody break out from the toilet seat?
Oh, yeah.
Because I think that's very important.
I think, yeah, you got to give them the option for redemption, right?
Oh, 100%.
Mm-hmm. I was telling
you have a month to get it lifted off.
A month.
Well, I think Mullins worked out a sting. Do you guys want to hear the sting and you want to see if we can actually make something out of this?
Sure.
Well, I guess I don't feel like laying a toilet seat on everybody.
Come on, flush, you bastard.
Toilet seat Tuesday.
I was just shaving.
I love it. That's great. Yeah, we could do this every Tuesday. We'll do it when you're on with us.
I think that so what's the criteria? Somebody that is just
deserves a toilet seat.
Somebody
their
that's
head.
Just sucked,
like
right now?
Had either a rough weekend or rough
fell
goal
off the couch. Or
anyone over the past week. I guess you can essentially do whatever you want. I mean, you can manipulate the terms of this made-up bit. It's our bit. There's
our
no
bit.
Rules and regulations.
We can figure it out. I tweeted something out. I don't know if you guys saw this, but I worked out this morning at the Good Life.
Yes, I did see that.
And I'm not lying. I swear on my life. And I felt like I should have taken a picture of it because I would need photographic evidence of it. But as I walked out, there's the juice bar and all the, you know, healthy stuff going on. There is a lady eating a Big Mac at 10:23 in the morning. Big Mac fries and a Coke.
Now at the gym. Tell me she was decked out in Lululemon gear.
She had gym clothes on. Yeah. Now, I don't know if she was on her way in, on her way out, or just chilling. She was on her phone burying a Big Mac. And I identified it as a Big Mac because of the wrap, like the box or
right.
whatever.
Yeah.
And I thought, first and foremost, I'm like, I need to get a pic of this. She saw me double back, and then I kind of locked eyes, and I got rattled. But as I walked away, I'm like, I need to tweet this.
See, I don't know. You can't. So I've been told... You can't get a Big Mac till 11.
I think it was night before. I think she Ooh. May have...
He saved that thing?
I think it was
if you
saved.
Ask for a Big Mac at 10 o'clock, they'll say it's not lunch yet.
So were you doing research on this, though?
No, but people were...
Actually,
trust me. I know.
60 minutes breakdown.
I've never wanted to fight a guy and when I said, give me a sausage and egg, and he's like, it's 11:01. I'm like... But now it's all day.
It is all day
so
breakfast.
So it's all good.
But I don't think it's the other way around.
No, I don't think so.
I think it's breakfast till 11 or whatever. So
she's talking about a bar night, food from a bar night, and
wow.
in her Ooh. Car, into the gym.
What a commitment to that Big Mac.
It was.
Those things, if you don't eat them within 5 minutes,
it looks fake. It looks like a kid's toy hamburger.
It's a joke.
But a guy wrote in and said, Toilet Bowl Tuesday or Hero?
I think that's a toilet bowl. Because really? You know what? It's a gutless move. There's people in there trying to better themselves. People in there that are dying for a Big Mac. They don't want to be on the elliptical. They don't want to be on the Stairmaster. They don't want to be doing squats or whatever.
I say she's a hero. Piss on it.
That's why I
have to eat your Big Mac. Screw the workout.
That's freedom.
What
for you,
what
huh?
I don't get is why go to the gym with the Big Mac? Like, just stay at home and eat.
I wondered if she worked there. That's the only thing.
Maybe.
That's like, not a good ad for that gym.
Well,
no
there
kidding.
Is. It's interesting. There are a couple, like personal trainers. It's if you're a personal trainer, you should be in shape, right? Like there's a
you
couple
would
there,
think.
A couple
I mean,
there that aren't. Like I'm like, you know,
That's difficult to get motivated when there's a grit grinder telling you, you
like
got to get your
a
life
tight
together.
On them, and they're like, you better do 10 more sets.
You
I'm
better
like, maybe they should
life
get down and
here.
Do 10 more, too.
I'm with you on that. Okay, well, maybe we don't have to do it today because we're throwing it at us.
Yeah,
I think
we'll
you that one we'll use
universally. We'll use that as an example. But
we
we'll,
could put the toilet seat on the last play of that Kansas City Chiefs game yesterday. What a debacle of a cover.
Oh, imagine having your house on Washington. Imagine you had a parlay, the skins in the under, and you had like $2,000 on it or something. And so not only did you lose the parlay simply because the Chiefs ended up covering the number, they doubled down with a smack off because they went over the number with that 6 points. So it screwed so many people every which way, or I guess it helped people. If you had a parlay of the Chiefs and the over, you're feeling great. But that's why football is so beautiful.
The worst beat I ever sustained, for some reason I had Kentucky playing football because I knew a lot about
that's
Kentucky.
Your wheelhouse.
Yeah, yeah, I knew a lot right about there. That. The line was 3. Kentucky was up by 4. And they were punting from their end zone with about 10 seconds left. And the punter caught the ball, and he didn't really move. And I just had enough time to go, that bugger is going to step out the back of the end zone. Then I wanted him to fall off the couch and rip his knee up,
right,
too, because he cost me the game.
Of course he did.
What a crappy beat.
Oh, it's amazing, the gambling. Even a game that was completely out of reach, yeah, every degenerate on earth is watching it. Thinking what could possibly go wrong.
Who would be? Is it Musburger that would be?
Or Al Michaels.
Or Al Michaels.
Yeah, Al Michaels is great with being like,
he's
right
on it. He's right on it, too. He said one time at a 2-minute warning, the game was like 34-7, and the over-under was 43. He goes, yeah, the only people that are watching now are looking for a cover.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't even try to hide it.
There's no point dancing around it.
Like, he, as the play-by-play.
As the play-by-play. He came right out of the 2-minute warning. He's like, the people watching are looking for a cover.
Well, since we're talking
yes,
gambling,
we
this is a great segue. I've got some props. I'm glad you're in here because I was thinking about doing it with you over the phone. I didn't know you were coming in, but we're going to do our Leaf stuff tomorrow. So we'll have Leafs props tomorrow. We'll have locks for the season. We'll give some guarantees. Don't forget Leafs Jets tomorrow right here on TSN 1050. So this is featuring the other 6 Canadian teams. Okay, so I've got 2 props for each team. I've got the point total, and then I've got an individual player or players prop. Okay? You guys ready for this?
Yes.
You understand it? It's pretty simple. We've all done props before. Let's begin with the Oilers because so many people are buzzing about them. Over under 103.5 points.
Over.
I'm over.
Yeah. The only reason I'm over is they're playing. They're going to get to play Vegas,
Colorado,
Arizona, Colorado,
Vancouver. Bunch.
Like there's some teams that should be able to hand some points away.
They had 104, I believe, a year ago. I think they'll improve on that.
Even 103. Did you say 103?
103.5 over under.
So the same amount of points or more.
I'm going to say under.
Really? You think they're a playoff team though?
Yeah, but it's.
Yeah, there could be a market correction.
It's a pretty damn good season.
It is. You end up with 100 points, 99 points. You're under the number, but you're still in.
Yeah.
But in that division, I mean,
I'm going to say just under. Like, it,
yeah, you
I
could
don't
be
know.
103, and you would win.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's reasonable. I mean, I don't know.
What did you say? Over.
Over.
All three of us are over. You're under. But like, when you look at Edmonton, how much have they improved? I don't know. I mean, Eberle's out.
It's just
Strom
one of those bets
in,
where
but,
I'm not like. Really far on one side or the other.
I hear you.
You're
that's the beauty of the number. That's right. The beauty of the number. Total points for McDavid, 104.5.
I got to go over, man. This guy, he got 100 points last year in his third league, or his third year in the league.
Yeah, I'm over.
But that's a great amazing number. It's sick. Your numbers are gross.
Well, he's a degenerate. That's why. It's.
Yeah. I'm going to go over.
I'm over, too, but I think he may score more this year. That's I
just for something to do.
Yeah,
no, I just like yeah, that's that. But that's yeah, I think he's starting to realize like who he plays with, and he was always looking pass first. There was a stat I remember talking to Jason Gregor, you know, with Strutty's show, and Gregor had asked him in a scrum. I think they were 10 or 15 games in. He hadn't had a shot on goal in the power play.
Yeah,
remember he was circling off the wall and kept looking and looking. Like I think there's almost like Sid. you know, Sid kind of shot first last year and asked questions after. I think McDavid is going to change his game a little bit.
Well, what's the latest with him and Draisaitl? Do you think they'll play a lot? I mean, they'll be on the power play, I'm sure.
I think it's like one of those things where Draisaitl is there to make McDavid happy, get him his 100-plus points, and then come playoff time, you assess the matchup, and maybe it's one center and the other one drops to the second-line center. But I think for the regular season, he's going to ride shotgun with McDavid. Just
see, that's the thing. Like, if Draisaitl's playing with him, I'm over. I think he'll light up the... He's going to light up the league
anyway. If Nugent
anyway.
Hopkins can handle that spot, like, if he can get 60 points, then they can play Draisaitl and McDavid.
That's absolutely what I kept thinking, too.
But if Draisaitl's not there, McDavid's still going to do it. But if it's, like, Maroon and Strom riding shotgun, I'd go under.
And Todd McClellan is a great coach, but don't kid yourself. His number one priority, and you saw it in the World Cup, they were up 4-0 in the first period of the pre-tournament games, and McDavid had no points. You know what he did? Change the lines.
Float them out there. Get this guy.
McDavid's success is...
But they locked them up
the
now.
The one thing is, Todd's not shy. Like, Todd's not shy to move stuff around, either. Like, you know, he gave Strome a jolt the other day and basically let him know, too, that he wasn't happy with his play, put him down in the lineup. You know, he's responded, but I think... You can see McDavid with some points.
Just to be difficult, they'll go under, but I think it's going to be like the point total for the team. I think he'll be around 100.
Yeah.
Winnipeg Jets, over under 91.5 points.
I say over.
Can I get the number again?
91.5.
They better hope it's over because they got to make the playoffs this year.
Maurice and Cheveldayoff, I think, have to be over. They have to be over. If you're in the 80s, you missed again by a
How big is that? How big is the lettering in half? They both just signed extensions.
I know, but you know how that is. A lot of that's artificial. I'm going over. I don't think they're getting in, but I think they'll be hovering.
I think they're over.
Yeah. I'm going to say they're over, and they better be over.
Total goals for Laine, 42.5.
Over.
I think he's going to get 50.
You think he'll hit 50?
Yeah. I watched him a couple exhibition games. I just marvel at the way the puck comes off his stick. It's like
gross.
He's got that one goal against Calgary. It was just like boom, and it was like
he shoots it like Brett Hull.
Yeah, that the whip on
the
his
whip.
Stick,
like, oh my! Like it's. So I think he's going to get. I think he's going to be right near 50.
If he's not playing with Scheifele, it doesn't matter.
Well, I think that does matter.
You think Scheifele has?
I think Scheifele's a big part of it. He's a hell of a player, man.
And even. The thing is we all know that he's going to stand there on the power play, but it's the Stamkos-Ovi situation. Doesn't matter. They still shoot from there, and they still score.
Right.
And I think Laine is going to get that opportunity. I think over as well.
I'm over the number. Total points for the Habs, 99.5.
Under.
I'm under. I'm way under. But they've been over 100 for a couple of years. They've won the division for,
I think
what,
they're
three
under,
the last 4 years?
I think they're a playoff team, but I think they're under.
Did you say 99?
99.5.
So I'm going under.
They had over 100 last year.
I'm going under. I know they won their last two games, but I don't know. They can prove me wrong. I hope they do.
I don't. total points for Jonathan Drouin, 62.5.
Over.
Over.
See, I'm under on this. He's still got to prove it to me. What do you have, 57 a year ago?
Yeah. 50.
Like he's going to get more opportunities here.
He missed some time, too, last year, didn't he?
I think he's an amazing...
He's going to get every opportunity, Brian. You think about five-on-three situations where you're told to go out there, and when you're that guy and that offensive guy, five-on-three, you can stay up there the whole 2 minutes if you want.
53 points last year in 73 games.
Do you think they're getting a little too carried away, though? I've seen some people out of Montreal saying he's the best center they've had in decades.
Eric Engels, yeah.
Yeah, it was Eric Engels, I think. And, like, come on, let's relax a little bit.
That might be a leap.
I'm not even sure he can play center yet.
I said to Eric, because I saw him after the game, but I said Pierre Turgeon. Like, isn't Pierre Turgeon pretty darn good player?
Vinny Danfus was pretty good in Montreal.
But, I mean...
I will go over because I just think the opportunity on the power play and with his line mates, he's going to be in seeing him create in that one exhibition game in Montreal. He was pretty damn good.
He is a good player.
Total points for Vancouver.
Under.
What's your number?
77.5.
Oh, under.
Way under, huh?
Yeah. For me, yeah.
What's the mood like out there? Are people just so dejected?
No, they're excited about Brock Besser. Yeah. Excited about Vertanen.
You know what, though, Ray? Travis I watched the game the other night, and there was power plays, and who did I see on the ice? Yeah. Thomas Vanek and Sam Gagner. I like Sam Gagner. I think he could have helped a veteran team that was better than Vancouver, and I'm thinking, wouldn't this be a good opportunity for these young right-handed shots to get some experience on the power play? But no, they were sitting on their ass on the bench for two whole minutes while Thomas Vanek was out there screwing the dog.
Well, I... I've not quite got my head around what the whole deal is there.
All I can think about is they're trying to do what Toronto did, where it's like try to be bad in a good way, and at the deadline get rid of these guys for second round picks, and if that works out, great.
But the difference, though, was Toronto signed all those guys to 1 year deals.
Yeah,
Gagne got a 3 year deal. I think
Delzato got two. Like that's the thing.
Like they're not going anywhere.
But I said that. Shimmy. I said that on our show, and I got torched by Canucks fans because all I was trying to say is. They made their team on paper better because whether you like Delzato or not, like Delzato can move the puck and he's a pretty good player. But
Jamie,
the
Vancouver Canuck fans are the softest in the league. They can't handle. We had to sit here and say, you know what, the Toronto Maple Leafs, they suck. We did it for 10 years. They
what's
suck.
The media?
You say it about Vancouver, they have to yell back. Oh, you guys, you always talk about Vancouver that way.
They're more optimistic than they were. Last year,
really?
That
look who's playing in net.
That they're changing. That they're going forward. I think they like that. There's more. At least there's more prospects. They've drafted. They've got some young people around.
Right.
But I don't know. Like that. There's going to be a lot of dreary nights in there again.
Total combined points for the Sedins 89.5 combined for the two of them. 89.5.
I'm going to say under.
I'm going to say over.
I say over too. I
they'll get 50 points.
I haven't lost faith in them as far as that mid-level.
I think Henrik had 50 a year ago. I think Daniel had 44.
If they're healthy.
I think they were right at like 89 a year ago.
I just, something hit home with me with that letter to the Players Tribune. Like, these guys know. They've identified, and I don't think, like, Ray, you know them personally. I've met them a few times. I think they got a lot of pride in their game. And they don't cheat you for effort.
Doesn't mean you're getting that guarantees you anything.
One thing is they're going to get the same.
They're going to get the same thing as Drouin. As
keep getting opportunities.
Play. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, who else are they going to? Well, I guess they should be moving towards Bo Horvat.
Absolutely.
Right.
And
he's a better player.
I think they will, but I.
No, they won't.
They'll get power. They'll get a lot of power play.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they can still. They've still got hands. They've still.
I think they'll get 50 points.
Okay. Total points for the Ottawa Senators, 91.5. Over under, 91.5 for Ottawa. They're around 96, 97 a year.
Big factor is Carlson, how much time he misses, but I will say over. I still like the...
What did you say?
91.5.
I say over. They had 98 last year.
I'm under.
So even if they have a step back.
I'm under. I just think Guy Boucher got everything he could out of that team last year. Everything. And I'm worried about Carlson. I've dropped two pens in 35 seconds. I'm worried about Carlson. Like, I don't think he's playing on Thursday. The guy's got half a foot or half an ankle left. And
the foot.
He is the foot.
He is the original.
He's the original.
I'm going to say under.
Foot.
You're under the number two?
Yeah.
Number 91?
Yeah. Too much went right last year.
Yeah, it felt so right, and full credit to them. And then they won, they beat Boston, and they performed against Pitt. Total points for Carlson, 69.5.
Tough one for me with depending how much he plays.
I'm under. Yeah.
I'm going to say under, but I voted him as the third best player in the league.
I also
so if he's healthy,
I.
he'll
if he plays 69 games, he's going to get 69 points. Yeah, that's the way I say it. If he can get into 70 points, I'm saying 70 games, I say over. Mm-hmm. The guy is I mean, there's McDavid, there is Crosby, and there's Carlson. Those are the three best players in the world.
I think we all agree on that.
So health is just, I mean, I'm saying health and I'm saying over because just knowing this guy, he's not very big, right? Like, he's not a big guy. The guy just seems to, he's been nicked up a little bit, but he heals like
he's the Terminator
say over,
or something.
The guy he's the Wolverine. It is.
He's a sick talent.
Yeah, he is.
And it's just,
all right.
Everything runs through him, too.
Well, it does. I mean, he's the linchpin of anything that's going to happen in Ottawa. Final non-Leaf Canadian team. Again, we'll get to the Leafs props tomorrow. We'll hammer the Leafs season opener tomorrow night in Winnipeg. Calgary Flames, total points, 94.5.
Over.
I'm going to say over. I think they're going to have a good year. Hopefully the goaltending situation is...
Yeah, if he can hold up.
We'll get to that in a moment.
You can't keep bringing in two new goalies every year, can you?
Yeah, that's scary.
At some point, something has to give there. They think they've got two in-house... Parsons and Gillies, and that's why they've gone shorter term.
Parsons is a ways away. He's got a lot of cleaning up to
he
do.
He does. He didn't look very good. I saw him preseason. I thought he looked small in the net.
Gillies, I think he has an opportunity to be a really, really good goalie in the league.
Point total. Sorry, Noodles.
Sorry.
94.5.
I'm just looking to what they had last year.
I'm over the number. I'm pretty.
I'm over.
I feel pretty good about Calgary. Too.
Yeah, I'll say over.
I think that Matthew Tkachuk is going to grow even more in the second year.
I
like
him a lot. We got to get into that at some point.
Well, we can float something out on Jágr. I mean, I was going to go with Mike Smith, but let's do Jágr. Total over under 44.5 points.
I'm going to say under. 45 years old, that's got to stop sometime. It's a fabulous story. He's great for the game. He's the modern-day Gordie Howe, but enough's enough.
I'm with you.
The train's got to stop somewhere.
It's amazing.
It is. It's unbelievable.
He's not going to be playing on that top line like he was in Florida.
Not 5-on-5, yeah.
You know, and...
missing camp. I know he's still keeping in shape, but now he's jumping on a moving train. He's not going to play for probably the first, week
gotta
of the season?
Got to say that picture with his cat was outstanding.
Some big bills there.
He's a unique
all 20.
Person. Oh, anyways,
I'm under the number.
I'm under, too.
I hope it works for him. I mean, he's only missed 3 games his past 2 years. Oldest guy in the league.
He's a horse.
He played all 82, I believe, a year ago. All 82 at 44 and 45. Like, that's mighty impressive.
Yeah, it's a better one than Mike Smith. I like the Jágr one.
I was going to go with total starts for Mike Smith, but because I don't know how I feel about him. I mean, I'll leave that to you, Noodles. But
I can give you over 50.
Yeah, they need it.
Well, they're going to need it. They need stability there. Eddie Lack is a backup, and I think Smith, he's in really good shape. Like, that's the one thing. But again, how does that translate? I've seen. Rick DiPietro was in amazing shape. Guy never played.
Was in great shape. I blew my knee out standing up.
When was that?
Debatable. Fell down the stairs 2 weeks ago.
Some point recently.
Not in good shape.
As for the Leafs, it looks like Borgman's going to play. What do you think of that?
I think I'm a little surprised. I thought he was a little more rough around the edges, but he brings something that the other guys don't have. And so that's a pretty good balance. You got to remember, last year they had Pollock there. And they liked his aggressiveness. And not that this kid's the same, but he's an aggressive player.
Right. Although there's some skill back there, and they can maneuver the puck out of their zone, you need some kind of physicality. Like, the opposition has to understand that if you're going to go in the corner, it's not just going to be people like keeping you to the outside. Sometimes you got to
lay the hammer.
Yeah.
Well, he seems like a more mobile Pollock, as far as size, body. Like, I didn't see him coming out of the shower, but he is put together pretty well. We were talking about...
There's a reference. We almost have to play the clip now. Do you have the Tommy Heinsohn clip? He's former Celt, former coach of the Celtics. He's been there like color guy forever.
Yeah.
And he was talking about an Aussie player by the name of Aaron Baines, and Tommy went places that he probably shouldn't have. Let's hear it.
I took a look at Baines in the shower. He looks like all of Australia. He is really put together.
Have you ever done any scouting in the shower before the game?
I try not to.
And it's probably a very... simple, honest answer, because the guy probably walked out with a towel on and did his media or something, but it just came off.
There was a line coach for the BC Lions about 5 years ago, and he's talking about a player, and he's got this deep voice, and he's going, he's 6'5", measured, he's got good girth. It's outstanding.
Like, dude, you got to stop, man.
Stop. And it goes on. It's really, really outstanding.
Yeah, Tommy's taking some heat.
Yeah,
Tommy, he's 83 now. He doesn't care.
He looks like all of Australia.
Yeah, he is really put together. Anyway. All right, Ray. Well, it's good to see you, buddy.
It's good to see you. Maybe the next time I'm here, you'll be without your crutch, or maybe you'll be on two of them.
You got me nervous. We'll talk in the break about your meniscus and what I have ahead of me. And
clip.
Take care of the big guy tonight on the panel. He's not feeling
well. Can't wait for another meeting, Ayo.
I'm not going.
I told him I was with you. I didn't think you were going to be going to the meetings.
No, sir.
Just make sure that there's food and water and drinks, and you guys will get through the evening. All right?
We'll give it a go.
It's an easy show.
Looking forward to it tonight. Season preview at 8:30, I believe. The fantasy draft at 7:30. And Leafs-Jets tomorrow night right here on TSN 1050. Where are you going to be tomorrow when we call you? You still in Toronto? Are you going home?
No, I'm home.
Okay. So we'll do a whole Leaf tee up and all that. Not that we don't ever talk Leafs.
I should be finished
do, but...
my round of golf. If not, I might be a few minutes late.
Okay. We'll call you around 5:10.
That might be the difference.
Just enough for 18.
Yeah.
All right. There's Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst, joining us in studio on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Red Tag Days are now on with 0% financing and lease rates on the Corolla and RAV4. Visit MapleToyota.ca. New rules and new setup for the NBA All-Star Game. It's something we've seen before. We'll tell you about it next. Overdrive continues, TSN 1050 and on the TSN Go app. Don't forget, check us out on iTunes. You can subscribe to Overdrive on iTunes, and you can find everything podcast online, tsn1050.ca. And Overdrive is looking to honor some grit-grinding beer leaguers. Get on Twitter and send us your tweets at TSN 1050 Radio, your best beer league team name, using the hashtag Beer League Contest, hashtag Beer League Contest, and you'll be entered to win back your league registration fees. A winner will be announced every Friday, brought to you by the ASHL. Play with the largest rec hockey league in the world. For more details, go to tsn1050.ca. So you can text us at any point, 1050-50. Someone texting in saying, all right, Hayes, enough. Slow your roll. You talk for a living. Quit your whining about your knee. Try being injured and actually having to work for a living, Princess. Get a grip. All right. Sorry, I won't talk about my life anymore.
That's an iron worker or something.
Who sent that?
That's a
which
miner.
No name on it. It's a gutless no name.
Why do you read that crap? That's called a block.
It's a text. It comes in. I can't block a text.
Look, I'm going to tell you guys one thing. I don't ever want to be on a board for kids hockey or... But you know, like, I want to be on a board for...
What? Removal of the what?
The cafeteria.
You've had enough.
Right? I just self checked out.
Yeah,
they get a self checkout.
That's
over
what
there?
It is. After 4 o'clock, that
$7 million cafeteria.
You have to check your own food.
There's no one working there to give you change
well, there
back
is,
or anything.
But no, you have to check yourself out with a. You have to. There's no cash dealing. You have to use your.
I'm avoiding that like the plague. I've been over there once. I'm not going.
I don't mind it, actually, because I usually do that with my groceries at the...
You're one of those guys? You're a self-checkout guy?
Listen,
I don't do that. I need people.
Early on in my career, I invested in one of the companies that started that nonsense. The tap and the...
Is it really necessary for the calf, though?
I know all about that stuff.
Well, I'm sure it's a lucrative business.
It is very lucrative.
But
it's
annoying.
Not for me. I was like...
Like, you're losing jobs to machines there.
I know.
Go through the regular process, speak with people, interact with people.
I'll never forget my financial guy telling me, he's like, you're going to be able to pay for your gas at the pump. This was like years ago.
See, I like that. Remember going through a gas station when you were younger or with your parents? And it's like, if you don't have cash, like, what are you going to do?
Well, what about job? Full serve? Bring that back.
I wouldn't mind a full serve.
I'm all for full serve. I'm all for bagging groceries again.
Yeah.
Remember that? Like back in the day, there'd always be someone at the end of every aisle bagging groceries.
I always
and now,
feel like a jackass now because I always get the plastic bags, and there's always people there with their own bags and stuff. And
I try to remember. I never do. I'm always a plastic bag guy. I don't really mind actually bagging my own bags.
Yeah.
But it used to be something that happened.
It was a luxury.
We're used to it. It was a luxury. Bring back luxuries. That's what I would do if I ran for office.
Yeah.
Boys are back. Bag boys and girls. We don't discriminate. Whoever wants
wage
to bag.
Now, it seems like it's $15. You bag groceries, make some good money.
I remember working at a grocery store making like $6.50 an hour.
That's big bucks, too.
Then. When I was 16 or 15, it was great.
We've all had crappy jobs.
Everyone's been down that road. All right, so the NBA is taking a page out of the NHL's book because their All-Star game is as big of a joke as the NHL's and... The Pro Bowl. I mean, every All-Star game, for the most part, is just...
It's amazing how much the NBA play. They want to be there, though.
They do. The players commit to it.
They commit to it, but the game still turns into a joke.
The game is a joke.
Because the game gets in the way of the extracurricular activity.
That's what it is. It's a status maker in the NBA. If you're an All-Star, you're up there with LeBron and Steph and KD and Russ. I mean, that means you're part of the in crowd.
Prime example was Kyle Lowry last year.
Injured, we believe... and golfing.
He had to go.
And guess where it is this year?
Vegas?
It's in L.A.
Okay.
So in the NHL All-Star Game.
Again? Wasn't it in L.A. last year?
No, it was in New Orleans a year ago.
Here's the thing. Would you be opposed to this? Do you really watch the NBA All-Star Game?
No, I don't, but we'll crawl through
glass to get there.
But would you be opposed to having like an All-Star weekend with no game?
I would be okay with that.
Like a fan fest where the guys have to show up, they do the meet and greets, they do everything except for play the game because nobody cares about the
game. But it's all branded. That's the problem. It's all corporate. You know, Sprite pays $100 million for it or whatever it is. I mean, and then they have to be there playing in the Sprite All-Star game. But what they're doing this year is what the NHL did a few years ago. They're going to have two captains. Whoever gets the most votes will be announced as the captains, and they get to select their own rosters. And you can select any player. It's not going to be East versus West. So technically, you could select your own teammates, or you could play against your own teammates.
So LeBron could select Steph Curry.
He could if he wants to.
Right.
Maybe Kyrie Irving. Maybe they circle back. I don't know. But I found that interesting when the NHL did it. The problem was the second year, all the players were drinking, and it was like, this isn't good. This is a disaster.
Well, I thought it was great, but you don't want that to...
From a PR standpoint, it was brutal. And Kessel got picked last, and then the Maple Leafs bitched and complained about it. And remember, Burke came out, and he's like, no one should be subjected to that. So then we couldn't do it anymore because Phil's feelings were hurt. Mm-hmm. And that's my fear, is that that's what's going to happen here. Someone will get picked last, and their GM or president will complain about it, and then we can't do it anymore.
Well, you can't. Listen, that's the world we live in. Everyone's got a problem with everything.
But at least try something. I mean, didn't you find that entertaining when the NHL had their draft? I thought that was more entertaining than they've done on the ice in 20 years.
You know what's entertaining to me? The slam dunk contest, the home run derby, like the skills competition stuff. That's what I'll watch. The games, you know, I watch the hockey game, obviously, because I'm usually there. But that's what I was talking about. You tune in for the home run derby. You tune in for the slam dunks. If they could even make that for everyone.
Right.
To hell with the game.
Yeah, the game is so far down the list of priorities.
It's garbage in every sport.
But that's what I mean. So
baseball's the only one I find somewhat enjoyable.
It's okay because it's the game.
It's not completely mailed in because it's actually kind of hard to really mail in a ball game.
Right. You have to pitch. And you have to throw. You know, so you're going to throw heat, you're going to throw junk.
Right.
This won't change anything on the court, though. If you think just because a couple of captains are picking their teams, all of a sudden they're going to go
try
guns blazing come Sunday, it's not going to happen. But at least it adds something to the weekend. I'll give them credit for it. I think the NHL, again, created this idea, had it, got rid of it because of people's feelings, and now the NBA is like, okay, we'll take it.
I think the only way you get their attention is if there's $1 million prize for the best player of the game.
Even more than that, unfortunately.
I think $1 million would probably get the boys going.
Yeah, I think million cash or something. Like you just say, player of the game, no truck. Like it's pathetic to say you get $1 million you got to do to get their attention, but it might get somebody's attention.
You know, it would be great if it was cash in a bag right at center court.
Straight cash.
Here's $1 million cash.
Yeah, you were the best player in the game. There's $1 million.
I would pay to watch that. Like, think of those halftime where the guy's got a kick for $1 million.
It's great TV.
It is great TV.
It's great TV. You know what else would be great TV?
What?
A big-time fight between two legends.
Saw that.
We'll tell you about it next. Yeah! All right, Bob McKenzie in studio to kick off the 6 p.m. hour. Super Bowl-winning coach Brian Billick will join us at 6:30. Don't forget, Landsberg in the Morning's Leafs Win, You Win contest. After every Maple Leafs win that is broadcasted right here on TSN Radio, Landsberg in the Morning will give away a trip for two to Nashville to see the Leafs take on the Preds in March. That is a thing of beauty.
Yes, it is.
That is a beautiful contest, a great giveaway. Here's how listeners can win and enter. Go to tsn1050.ca and enter for your chance to win a trip for two to see the Leafs in Nashville. You can enter once per day. If the Leafs win during a TSN 1050 broadcast, don't forget, we've got the game tomorrow night. Listen to the next Landsberg in the Morning between 7 and 8 a.m. to hear if your name is called. If you hear your name, you'll have 10 minutes and 50 seconds to call us back at 416-870-1050 to claim your Leafs road trip. So that's going to be something to track throughout the year. We're all big fans of the city of Nashville, And if you're a Leaf fan, a Preds fan, fan of country music, partying, free trips,
pencil me in,
Tootsies. TSN radio, whatever it is, get on board. Go to tsn1050.ca. Are you a Steven Seagal fan, Noodles?
I was, yes. Seen all his movies. Absolutely.
I don't think there's another action hero that's been more goofed on than Steven Seagal. They've all taken heat, like Schwarzenegger, Stallone, Van Damme, Chuck Norris. They all get goofed on a little bit. They become a parodies, but I would say Seagal is more of a caricature than any of them.
He looks weird now. Like Sylvester Stallone, if you see a mugshot of this guy, he looks like a half-chewed caramel, his face. Like, it doesn't even look...
Seagal's got like, it looks like his hair is painted on. He's got like a goatee. He's always wearing glasses.
It's the same thing. Like, Seagal just looks weird. He used to look pretty cool, but now he looks like, I can't even explain it. I don't know what he looks like.
Yeah,
he looks weird.
He's like a Bitmoji.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know.
He's like a person.
And he's 65 years old. He's got jet black hair in a ponytail.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, that's shoe polish.
He's holding on for dear life to that mid-80s look.
I don't know. It's just weird.
Anyway, George Foreman, who's 68, I guess for whatever reason, I don't know what provoked this.
Yeah, where'd that come from?
Challenged Seagal to a fight that would be on pay-per-view. And I got to be honest, I would watch that in a heartbeat. George Foreman and Steven Seagal? I don't know how much I would pay. Probably over $100.
You'd pay $100 because I'd pay $100 for the McGregor Mayweather.
I'd pay $100.
You'd pay $100 to watch Seagal
and Foreman
fight.
10-round fight, Vegas.
There's one of them would die first of all of cardiac arrest.
That's the concern, but that's also kind of the gamble you take when you step in the ring.
And I think Foreman said like he can do whatever he wants. He can do jiu-jitsu or whatever,
which would make it hilarious. Imagine you didn't know which art he was going to choose, which mixed martial art he would choose. We'll pick up on this in the next hour. We'll see what Bobby Mack has to say about it. Circle back on Seagal versus Foreman. And is this an area of entertainment that we've just been overlooking? Get old guys to fight on pay-per-view.
Fighting.
Celebrity fighting. I think there's something here. Let's invest.
Yes.
Bobby Mack in studio next.